Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Who's Suing African American Lit Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Growing and Sexy. I'm also known as the voice of Brother Lit. This afternoon, we have a wonderful show. First of all, welcome everybody back to the show. We was off the air for a couple of weeks. Had some things to take care of, some business, but we're back on the air with the hottest Blog Talk radio show in the country. I guess today is going to be Snowy Alexander, R.B. Lanewood, as well as J.P. Hall. Now, I think I have everybody on the line. Elaine Wood, are you there?
I'm here, I just.
All right, and Sonobi, are you there?
I'm here.
And J.P. Hall, my brother, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we got everybody in the building. Snow Publishing is definitely in the house. Thanks, everybody, for coming online. Rolling out with me today. Sonobia, we know we're going to get to you in a few minutes. Thank you for coming on, you know, to kind of represent your publishing company as well as the two authors that we got here. What we're going to do is we're going to start with Elaine Wood. So, Sonobia, tell us a little bit about Elaine and how she became a part of Snow Publishing.
I don't even remember, but Elaine, how did, like, you might have to refresh my memory. Because I
know
she's
you
been
know
lying to us for a year, though. She's been with me a year. That's my sidekick right there.
All right, you know what? I'm going to make this real easy for you. We're going to let Elaine tell us all about herself. Elaine, you still there?
Yes.
I'm here. I'm here.
We're going to get back to Smokey in a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest here is Elaine Wood. From Jacksonville, Florida. Is that correct?
That's correct. Northeast Florida.
All right. So tell us a little bit about how you got started writing and interested in becoming an author.
I've been interested in writing for a long time. Started off when I was younger. I was an avid reader. And I wrote a little just for fun, just for school assignments, and just for my own entertainment. But I started writing more seriously, about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and didn't really think too much about it until a cousin of mine said, you know, you should look into doing something more serious with your writing. And a little over a year ago, I contacted Snow Publishing, and I was signed with her right away. She was very interested in my work, and it's been just a little over a year. It was a year last week, so I'm still going strong.
All right, well, congratulations on signing a publishing deal with Snow Publishing. Oh, you're in good hands with Snowy Alexander and everybody over there. They do really good work. She's a very experienced author, has been in the game for a long, long time. Now, I see here that you actually from New York, but you live in Jacksonville, Florida. You're a teacher, and you say you're writing in your spare time. So your teacher, well, you know, when we teach elementary school, high school, college professor, what type of teacher are you?
I teach in a private school. Middle school and high school are the grades I've got right now. I've got 6th through 8th grade science and history and high school Spanish.
Okay. All right. Well, and also it says you have three wonderful children. Well, tell us a little bit about the kids. Give them a shout out in case they're listening.
Yeah, I've got three daughters, ages 15, 20, and 28. My 28-year-old is expecting a baby any minute now, so I'm with her in Norfolk, Virginia, for the next several weeks.
All right. Well, congratulations to her with the baby coming in. We didn't shout the hubby out, but congratulations to the man of the house. Well, anyway, we want to start talking about your books real quick. We don't have a lot of time because we got a couple other people that's going to come on. Now, the first book, I don't know if this was your very first book, but the first book that I became familiar with, published through Snow Publishing, was Tatiana's Chance. Tell us a little bit about that book and about the main character, Tatiana.
That is my debut novel. And Tatiana is the main character, like you said. She is a 40-something-year-old woman, recently divorced, She is a school teacher, surprise, surprise. And she has decided that her life is just too humdrum, too boring, too plain, and she wants to step out of her mold and recreate herself. And we watch as she emerges throughout the book, and she tries and experiments with different things along the way. She includes her friends, several of which she meets on the internet through Facebook mm-hmm. and Twitter and the groups and so forth, and she makes very good friends with some of them.
All right, I'm going to hold you right there. You said she makes very good friends. We're going to talk about the second book as well. Now, what genre is this book in? And is it romance? Is it, you know, urban fiction, street fiction? What genre?
Genre is romance. It's specifically erotic romance.
All right, whoa. Don't gloss over that. Did you say erotica as well?
Erotic romance, yeah.
Yeah, well, speak up. My listeners are very interested in erotica and erotic romance. So if that's what your book is about, you know, please share a little more with us on the second book. Miss Tatiana's Shape Choice is the second book. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Tatiana and her friends go on vacation to Negril, mm-hmm. Jamaica, and some very exciting things happen to Tatiana while she's there, very unexpected things. Not only just to her, but to her and her friends. She meets some people while she's there that she didn't expect to meet. Some of them are from her past. Some of them are people that are dangerous to her.
Okay.
At the end of the second book, without giving spoilers away,
she
has made some choices that needed to be made.
All right. Well, listen, I guess we're going to have to read the book to get more information on Tatiana and Chance and Tatiana's Choice. He says it is erotic romance, so we assume that there's love scenes, there's a lot of sexual activity going on in the book, which is very enticing to readers who enjoy that type of book. Once again, DJ Gatsby, you listen to Who's Who Next American Lit Block Talk Radio with Miss Elaine Wood in the building. Now, I'm going to get you guys to come back on later and do a more in-depth interview. But before you go, tell us a little bit about your future plans. I think I heard online, social media, similar, that you're working on book three. Tell us a little bit about book three and what your readers can expect from that third book in the series.
Yes, book three is with the editor as we speak and should be coming out pretty soon. I'm also working on the cover reveal, but in this book, Tatiana, the readers can expect Tatiana to finally come to grips with her new image. She experiments even further. She has to make a choice between two people now, and readers will find out what her choice is at the end of the third book.
When you say she's making choices, are these with lovers? Are these with life choices? What type of choices that she's dealing with? You see, it's erotic romance. So, I mean, are the leading men, the main characters here?
She's dealing with choices about who she is, what her image is, what she wants to represent, and she's also dealing with choices in lovers.
Okay.
There are several to choose from.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get to the juice. We're trying to get to the hot spot to the book, you know, so that's why I'm talking about that. Anyway, I have a couple of callers online that just came in. I don't know who they're calling for. Somebody's calling from the 856 area code. You still there?
Well, how do you get in?
I'm sorry? Yeah, your callers, if you're on the line and you're calling in, I'm going to ask you to speak and ask you who you want to talk to. So if you are calling and you're not one of the authors and guests on the show, please be listening for me. I'm going to mention your area code and give you an opportunity to speak to the authors. All right. Once again, Elaine, before you go, can you tell our readers where they can find you at? If you're going to be doing any book signings, any book tours, or where they can follow you at on social media?
Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. My author page is Elaine Wood Wright on Facebook. All my social media is listed there. I'm in a lot of the groups on Facebook. My email is authorelainewood@gmail.com. And I'll be doing, I've done several interviews. I know I've got a big one coming up with you. You mentioned earlier, I just need to find out when that is. But I did do an interview that's on your page.
Absolutely.
Yep, that was a good Q&A. Folks can find me there as well.
Yeah, you're talking about the print interview that I did with DJ Gatson's book club. It's actually my blog. You can find it at www.djgatsonsbookclub.wordpress.com. We had an extensive interview with Elaine Wood, where she talked about her loves, her lives, how she got in the industry, and also her latest book. So please check that interview out as well. Elaine, we're going to move on. Please stay on the line in case somebody calls in and want to ask for you. All right? Zenobia, are you
okay.
Still there? Zenobia?
I'm here.
All right, you here doing what?
Can you
I'm
hear me?
Calling you, taking like you got to call you to the phone or something. You still with us?
I'm here.
All right, you're still here. Well, that was your author, Elaine Wood, very talented young lady, very articulate. We had a great interview with her. She's going to stay on the line and be with us in a few minutes. Now, we have another one of your authors at Snow Publishing. This is J.P. Hall from out of Cali. J.P., you still there?
Yes.
All right. So J.P. Hall's in the building. He's come from California in the house. Welcome to Who's Who in African American Lit, my brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a really bad connection. It dropped you once. I'm trying to work through that. So you're going to have to repeat that one. Sorry.
Well, I said we got J.P. Hall in the building calling in from Compton, California. He's one of the authors with Snow Publishing.
Yes, I am. I signed with Miss Alexander about, I think it was 3 or 4 months ago, back in March. And it's been a great experience. But I am relatively new to the book writing world, so you have to bear with me just a little bit.
Nah, we ain't going to bear with you, but we're going to get with you. We're going to get down to everything these readers need to know about the book industry. Don't be shy when we hold back. You're new. You're no different than anybody that's been in the game for a while. You're telling the writer, you're an excellent publishing company, and we're here to make sure everybody finds out what they need to know about J.P. Hall and your latest book. Now, speaking of your latest book, man, what is the title of that book, and, you know, when was it released?
Okay, the book was released under Snow Publishing in April, I think it was April 27th. The title is entitled Big Boy Pond, a Solomon Black novel. It's basically a story about a little bit about real estate, high-end real estate development and corruption that goes on in that environment.
So when you say Big Boy Pond, it sounds like a metaphor for business. Is that what that means?
Yes, that is exactly what it means. During my career as an electronic engineer, I used to sit a lot in a lot of high-end corporate meetings, but more for DOD. And one of the favorite statements of the CEOs when they got a rookie in the office was, well, welcome to the big boy pond. Do you think you can swim in this lake? So the story and the title kind of comes from that arena.
All right, but it's called the Big Boy Pond, and it's a Solomon Black novel, was it is? You know, is Solomon a character in the book?
Yes. Solomon is the main character in the book, in the series, to be a fact. It's a three-book series that will be coming out. It's the story of a young man and his whole, I could say, his growth into learning about how to handle not only corporate America, but just life in general, how to survive. Instead of being just through the educational world, you know, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, he's kind of thrown in with the sharks, and he learns that to get ahead or even just to survive, you might have to do some things that you normally would say you shouldn't do.
Okay. Now, in some information, I think I got this as a bio from you. It mentions that you have a passion and a love for writing fact-based fiction novels that portray men of color in real-world situations. So when you say real-world situations, you're talking about corporate America?
Yes. And also, like, every day. you know, there's a lot of things that's said about the black male, but really, most of the time, we just live regular lives like everybody else. You know, we have the, what I used to laugh about is we used to have the normal life. You got wife, 2.3 kids, go to work every day. You have a $60,000, well, back when I used to say this, it was way back in the 80s, $60,000 mortgage, two cars, one paid for maybe,
sure,
and one might be a hoopty. Just everyday life. It isn't so much what you see on TV. But also, since it's a story, I wanted to bring some experiences that I've heard other people have and some that I've experienced myself to the table. Several of the things that I noticed when I read books, I would learn about historical facts, and it was amazing how those historical facts stayed with me, even though it was a fictional story. So I try to make sure that in my books you will get some historical fact that you may not know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading your book now that I've heard exactly what it's about. I read the synopsis on Amazon. I haven't had a chance to get my hands on the book. But I too am very interested in educational reading or motivational or inspirational stories, whether it's fiction, whether it's a biography, whether it's a nonfiction story. You still want some type of content in that book that makes you a better person or gives you an insight, you know, on that person's life after reading it. Now, with that being said, what is the message that you want readers to get from Big Boy Pond?
Well, that you have to fight to the very end. You can't give up. You know, in life you're going to get tossed some curveballs and put into a situation that you might not be prepared for. But once you arrive in that arena, you shouldn't give up. You may be at the highest of your career and something may happen to you, and now you're at the lowest that you have ever been. A decision that you made may cost you your whole entire career, future, maybe even your family if it comes down to that. But you shouldn't throw your hands up and give up. You should get back in the fight.
Okay, yeah, man. Go ahead.
And that is kind of the chronicle, when I say a Solomon Black novel. It kind of, the stories were chronicle his life from, you know, being a situation where he lived a custom-built house, living in San Diego country estates, which one point in the book, all the areas that spoke about in the book are real areas in the Southern California area and in Puerto Rico. So it does go international. The story does cross quite a few, will cross quite a few nations as time goes by, because I've done a lot of traveling, been a little traveling.
Yeah, I saw that in your biography as well. Now, you said the Solomon Black series. I'm assuming 2-3 books in the series at least. Do you have plans for a second, for part two of the series? And, you know, are you currently working on it?
Yes. Book two is currently being written. The way I write, it is a group effort. I know that kind of sounds a little bit weird, but right now the book is currently being, I should say, enhanced by one of my editors.
Okay. Now, editors are one of the most important friends you can have, particularly a quality one, man, when you're writing books. So I definitely understand that you're working closely.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, is that somebody saying something? I thought I heard somebody else chiming in. First of all, everybody who called in, you're all on the air. So if you're speaking to JP or me, feel free to do so, or either Elaine or Synovia. All right, JP, before you go, man, you said you're working on book two. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media or websites or any plans you have to touring to support the book?
Okay, just before you let me go, first of all, I'd like to make a shout-out to my oldest daughter, Portia. She just graduated from Georgia State. So I'm very proud of her, and I just wanted to make sure that I let that bit of information out. And also to my other young daughter, loving daughter, I love her just as much. In fact, I think you'll see that in the dedication of the book. She's mentioned in the dedication of the book. And you'll also see my oldest daughter as one of the characters. You know, put the name in it. So I just wanted to give that shout out. And
yeah, absolutely. Oh. Sounds like you got three beautiful girls. Keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. As you said before, I'm on Amazon, so you can find me on Amazon if you search under Big Boy Pond, a Solomon Black novel. It's in both Kindle and in paperback currently.
Sure.
I'm also on most of the social media. Like I said, I'm new, just trying to figure things out. I'm on Facebook. My Facebook fan page is Author J.P. Hall. And I'm also on Twitter with the @ Author J.P. Hall. And due to the fact currently right now I stay pretty far out east, out by Riverside. So I'm also in the libraries at Riverside, and I'm also at an independent bookstore, Urban Books, which is located, I believe, in Virginia, South Carolina. That's where you can currently find the paperbacks edition.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Who's Who, National American Letter Blog Talk Radio, with your host, DJ Gatsby. We're talking to my man, J.P. Hall, out of Compton, California, and we're talking about his latest book, The Big Boy Pond. Sonovia, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
J.P., stick around, man. We may get you back on the line. Just some last words or final thoughts before we go. All right, so, Sonovia, thank you for being so patient.
No problem.
All right, now somebody has me, is on speaker. You're going to get an echo. Could you just take that phone off speaker, whoever that is? Thank you so much. Now, Sonovia, for those who don't know who Sonovia is, I just got her calling in. We're going to give her a full interview at another late date and time, but she's here representing Snow Publishing. Sonovia was born in Queens, New York, married with 4 kids, and has been writing since she was 7. That's a whole lot of books, and since she was 7. Anyway, Sonovia has written about 10 books, right? About 10 books so far?
No, 30. I need to update that.
30 books? You know what? Yeah, 30. That's right. You're working closely with me, and my information is out of date. Makes me look bad on here. You know, you're making me look bad. So you said you've written close to 30 books now?
No, I did write 30 books.
Oh, you've written 30 books. Okay. I've only got 3 of them, so that means you owe me 27 books then. I got to get 27 books to get caught up with you and your career. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, Sonovia Alexander, founder and CEO of Stone Publishing, author of, I see, of about 30 books. She recently, you were signed to Shemik Spikes, what is that, True Glory Publications?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she got a load of books over there, but she's also, you know, started her own publishing company, Self Publishing, with a ton of books on that roster and that label. So, Sonovia, welcome to the show. Welcome to Who's Who Next American Lit.
Thank you.
Anyway, I want you to tell us a little bit about your writing career. Now, I know you started writing at 7, but you didn't publish your first book at 7. You're very well known in the writing community as a national best-selling author from some of the well-known book series that you had recently published. Tell us a bit about those two. Tell us a bit about the book series that you currently have that authors may not know about. Since you started Snow Publishing, I guess even some of the series that you did when you were back on True Glory. So can you tell us a bit about some of those series that you had?
Okay, well, I actually have 3 series under True Glory. That's the Silent Cry series, Ghetto Love series, and He Loves Me to Death series. So those are the only 3 series under his company, but then the rest of them are like standalone. Lustful Sins. Well, there's the 2 parts to Lustful Sins. Flesh of My Flesh, Cultivated was actually my first horror that I did under True Glory. Oh my God, I have a lot of titles. You got me sitting here trying to name them.
How about you don't got to name them all? You don't know. You ain't name them all.
But the Silent Cry series is the most popular series that I had that made me become a national best-selling author and actually stood at the number 1 spot on Amazon for a month straight.
All right, so hold on right there. First of all, big shout out to my man Shemik Spike and everybody over there at True Glory. You know what I'm saying? big shout out from DJ Gaffer and everybody at Who's Who Next American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Now, Sonovia, the Silent Cry series, is that it?
Yes.
Right, how many books are in that series?
7.
You had 7 books in that series. And those were the books that put you on the Amazon bestsellers list and made you a national best-selling author. What is it about that Silent Quiet series? Because everybody I speak to, and I mention your name, they go back to that series. We're going to talk about some of your new stuff in a minute. But what is it about that series that made you so appealing and so popular with readers?
Because that book was actually based on me and my family's life, me and my siblings.
Okay.
So I guess that's what's appealing to people. You know, they have that character that they love, and they have that character that they hate. They hate when somebody dies. But in actuality, one of the main characters, man, that was my oldest brother. He did pass away. He didn't die the way he did in the book, but he did pass away.
Okay.
Q, who was also my cousin in the book, she passed away as well. She didn't die the way that she died in the book, but she did pass away. So I just put a little spin to it, but it was based on my family's life. So people knew that when they was reading this book, this is why they can relate so much to it, because it wasn't far-fetched, because these are actual events that has taken place.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm going to, you know, you have a lot of other books. I really want to read that series, that True Crime series. You got a lot of stuff I'm going to take a look at and hopefully get a chance to read one day. But now I want to talk about Snow Publishing and some of the books that I've been, that I came aware of since I started working with you. That main book is Pink's Misery. I know you have a couple of more books. You're working on some with Lockdown Publication and Cash, Brooklyn on Lot, and you have some other books. But tell us a little bit about Pink's Misery, which is one of your latest books on Snow Publishing. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, Pink's Misery, it's a story about a young lady. You know, she's born and raised in Queens with a mother who was a drug addict. And her story is basically saying that just because this is how I grew up with a mother as an addict who was also doing things to her under the influence, you know, being that she had a rough childhood, she didn't let that affect her from reaching her goals, going to college, getting a career, opening up her own business, being a homeowner, and becoming an independent woman. She didn't let those things that happened to her in childhood stop her from reaching her goals. And living in, you know, the slums of Queens, she didn't let any of that, you know, keep her down. So as the story takes place, she goes through a lot of things. Her main thing is she has the career, she has the education, she has everything that she needs. The only thing she's missing is a family. She promised herself that she wouldn't, you know, deal with anybody that was in the drug game. She wanted a man that was equal to her, that would bring just as much to the table as she could. But
okay.
In life, sometimes what you put out for your that you want in life doesn't always seem to happen that way. So she finds herself being involved with a drug dealer.
Wow.
So, you know, she goes through the trials and tribulations with him and being with a man in that kind of lifestyle, you know, and it's a whole bunch of twists and turns in that book. And that's actually the only book under my company that has actually received so much good reviews, like really,
okay.
really good reviews, and so much feedback, because people, you know, with me, you never expect have a happy ever after with some of my books. Like, I do
right,
so many twists and turns in it.
All right, I want to know about Pink's Misery. I don't have a lot of time left, because the show is going to be over in a few minutes, but I still want to talk about your latest books. Now, Pink's Misery is one I'm familiar with. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. You also have a book that you released called His Downfall, Her Blessing, If These Walls Could Talk. Tell us a little bit about that book. Now, that's also currently on sale. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. There was a message in that book. It's a pastor whose wife couldn't have children, and he needed an heir. He wanted an heir. So he wound up finding himself in sinful and lustful situations where he was, you know, committing adultery with his secretary and his wife's sister. Just so happened that the wife's sister gets pregnant, and now he's forced to choose whether he's going to stay with his wife and follow through with his ministry, or is he going to, you know, take the back row and then be with the sister and, you know, just leave God and everything that he had worked so hard to get. So he's in the battle of of which thing, what is he going to choose, you know? And, you know, then there's a message that says whenever you choose and praise something more than you love God, then God has to step in and take that thing away. Because God is a jealous God, that's what I'm taught. So in that book, you'll find all kinds of things like that going on in that.
Okay, all right. So now we're going to move on to an upcoming book that you have coming out. Now, I know you've got Lustful Sins 3. That's the third book, obviously, in the series that you've been writing. Lustful Sins 3. Tell us a bit about that book, and when can we expect to see that?
That book is actually coming out in the first week of July. That's a continuation to the series that I have released under True Glory. So I'm just continuing my my series up under my company now, you know, because I finished my contract over there. So everything that I'm going to continue, I'm going to do it up under my company. So that's just a continuation to Lustful Sins Part 2. And in 3, a lot of unanswered questions that was in Part 1 and 2 that I left unanswered will be answered in Part 3.
All right. Another book that you have, I just keep going on and on. This is, you know, it's amazing that you're putting out so much quality work. Is the product that you told me about, Working with Cash and Lockdown Publications. Now, the book is called Brooklyn On Lock. You don't have a release date for that as yet. Can you tell us a bit about Brooklyn On Lock and how you came to be working with Lockdown Publications on this project?
Well, I actually, when I wrote this book, this is actually, I pulled down a Brown's Hotel. It was renamed. It's really a Brown's Hotel, the two books that I released under my company. I didn't feel that it got the exposure that it needed, so I actually changed the title, and I wanted to republish it with Cash. I met him through one of my literary sisters, Reg Johnson, and, you know, I've been talking to him, and, you know, he was like, well, we would love to have you over here as well, and, you know, and you can expand your support system over here as well. You know, you have a big following, you know, bring your love, we can bring you over here as well. So that's how that came about. I took a Brown's Hotel and then I just, you know, upgraded some. I added more pages.
Well, tell us a little bit about the story. Tell us a bit about the story, Brooklyn On Lock.
Is basically about a 15-year-old who's born a genius, who has created his own drug. And he creates this drug to help his mother, to cure her from the disease that the doctors has not actually diagnosed her, because they don't know what it is that it is that she has. But he has created something to help cure his mother. And not only is he using this to help his mother, he's actually trying to take over. There's 15 projects in Brownsville, and he's actually trying to take over the whole part of Brooklyn with this drug. So, and nobody knows that it's a 15-year-old behind the whole, you know, the whole thing that's going on.
Uh-huh.
So he's behind the scenes, but he got his family out there doing all the work.
Okay, that definitely sounds like an exciting book. I think I have that one. Matter of fact, we gave away a copy of that book through Snow Publishing. Andrew, I'm having something called Monday Morning Book Giveaway, where I'm going to ask somebody a question or give them a task or something to do to win Snow Publications' book. And big shout to Vanessa Green in New York. She actually won that book, and I just sent her a copy of Brownsville Tale. Anyway, man, what is the next release that you got coming up? I know we have a lot of authors, but I'm going to have you back on next week as well, because we have a lot of authors that we're going to be working with that I didn't get a chance to talk to: Colby Hicks, Mary Cobb, Watkins, Fire. There's a lot of other authors that's on your roster that I didn't get. We're going to be getting on two more of them next week. But I got to wrap the show up, you know, because it's almost time to go. So, excuse me. Elaine, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Elaine, thank you so much for being part of the show today. I really appreciate you coming on. Wish you nothing but much success with the Tatiana's series. And please promise that you'll come back on the show at another day and talk a little bit more about your writing career.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. And J.P. Hall, you still there, my brother? Maybe not. I don't know. Everybody takes so long to get back on air. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Hey, listen, man, you know, I move quickly. I talk fast. It's a New York thing. You got to be listening. You got to be ready. All right, big shout to J.P. Hall and everybody out there in Compton, man. Listen, I'm looking forward to reading Big Boy Pond. Congratulations on that book. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And we'll get you back on the show at another time to do a more in-depth interview with you and talk about your writing career.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, last but not least, Queen Synovia Alexander, national best-selling author, president, CEO of Snow Publishing. Synovia, thank you so much for bringing your team and your crew on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, don't forget, Tools on African American Led Blog Talk Radio Show with DJ Gasly. We're on the air every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to check my television show out, the talk show with DJ Gasly. You can watch it online at YouTube at www.youtube.com/DJ Gasly. And follow DJ Gasly's book on my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I really appreciate you guys. I wish I could have talked longer. But you know what it is, 30-minute show. Synovia, JP, and Elaine, have a great week. Thanks for being on the show, and I'll talk to you guys soon. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Good night, everybody. All right, good night, guys. Talk to you soon.
Good night.
DJ Gasly, we out. Peace.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.